With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Tariffs remain in place, but a federal appeals court has delivered a blow to the president's trade policy.
A federal court has ruled that President Trump wasn't legally allowed to use emergency powers to impose tariffs on almost every nation on Earth, but they did not strike down the import taxes immediately, allowing the administration time to take the case to the Supreme Court. That leaves the tariffs in place for now. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit largely upheld a May decision by a trade court in New York. In the 7-4 ruling, the judges wrote, it seems unlikely that Congress intended to grant the president unlimited authority to impose tariffs. I'm Jennifer King.
The federal appeals court has blocked the Trump administration's plan to end projections to protections for 600,000 people from Venezuela. More from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The Trump administration announced an end to the temporary protected status that allows eligible Venezuelans to live and work in the U.S. The White House argued that many migrants no longer merit protections. But a three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the administration acted unlawfully when it rolled back temporary protections, and that Homeland Security Secretary Noem likely lacked authority to cancel the Biden-era decision. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Missouri's Republican governor calling a special legislative session to redraw the state's U.S. districts. The announcement yesterday by Governor Mike Kehoe comes as President Trump has been urging Republican-led states to reshape district lines to give the party a better shot at retaining control of Congress in next year's elections. It came hours after Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed into law a new U.S. House map that gives the GOP a chance at winning five additional seats. Stocks lost ground on Wall Street a day after the market hit its latest all-time highs. The S&P 500 fell 0.6%, the Dow down 0.2%, the NASDAQ composite fell 1.2%. This is SRN News. We're learning more about the Minnesota church shooter, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Robert Westman was clearly troubled. He had been living as a female for some time, going by the name Robin. In videos he made before the deadly attack, he also displayed guns and ammunition magazines on which he wrote such slogans as, quote, "Where is your God? Kill Trump, and Israel must fall." A notebook he wrote in contained an image of a gay pride flag and an assault rifle with the words, "Defend equality." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Sabbath is at the heart of a lawsuit that's been filed in New Jersey. The massive American Dream Mall in East Rutherford is open on Sunday, but officials in nearby Paramus say it should not be. They argue that the mall is running afoul of a county law that has long prohibited the sale of non-essential items such as clothing, appliances, and furniture on Sundays. Such blue laws date back centuries in New Jersey. This is SRN News. A bookmaker linked to the interpreter for baseball's top star has been sentenced to prison.
A Southern California bookmaker who took thousands of sports bets from the former interpreter for baseball star Shohei Ohtani was sentenced to just over a year in prison. Matthew Boyer had pleaded guilty 1 year ago to running an illegal gambling business, money laundering, and filing a false tax return. He was sentenced Friday to 12 months and 1 day in prison. He will later be subjected to 2 years of supervised release. He was also ordered to pay $1.6 million in restitution to the IRS, which his lawyer said he's already paid. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Micah Parsons headed to the Green Bay Packers in a blockbuster NFL trade, leaving the Dallas Cowboys following a lengthy contract dispute. The Packers gave up first-round picks in 2026 and 2027, along with three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Kenny Clark to get Parsons. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.